Story number four, go to Iraq, which is witnessing another violent day with a wave of attacks across the country, leaving dozens dead. Now, officials say that at least 43 people have been killed and nearly 90 others injured in a series of attacks. The deadliest assault was carried out on a Shia mosque in Baghdad's east, where at least 15 worshippers died. More than 30 others were injured. Two other separate attacks in Baghdad, at least five others were killed. The attacks were followed by deadly back-to-back car bombings. Terror attacks have surged in Iraq over the past year. Iraqi authorities have labeled the violence as an attempt to create sectarian strife in the country. Middle East expert Zayed Alissa joins us from London to tell us what he thinks about this. Zayed Alissa, you have the formation practically of a government that's hoping to take place, and yet you have these attacks. Obviously, there's a message being sent that they don't want a government form. Why else would you attribute these surge in attacks resuming again?
Well, I mean, the ultimate objective that these attacks are carried out for is to actually throw a spanner in the works of forming a new government and to try to extract as much as they can major, highly unconstitutional, highly unrealistic, and highly unreasonable concessions out of the new prime minister designate, that is Haider al-Abadi, by actually forcing his hand and piling the pressure on him in actually sending a clear message that unless that their demands, which are highly unconstitutional, is met, then the violence would intensify. We must remember that the major and the driving force behind these attacks are actually Saudi Arabia, which have used and are still using the ISIS and also the remnants of the Ba'athists as the most effective, potent killing machine to actually bring the Iraqi government to its knees. It has done this since 2003, never recognized the political process, and it has perceived the democratic fledgling democracy in Iraq as a major existential threat, which, if it triumphs, would send a clear, unmistakable message to the Saudi people in terms of inspiring them and emboldening them. It also wants to punish, severely punish, the Iraqi government for vehemently opposing and being fiercely against the arming and also training and providing of logistical support which went in Syria to Jabhat al-Nusra, which is part and parcel of al-Qaeda in Iraq. We mustn't forget that the major factor in this dramatic surge in the power of al-Qaeda in Iraq, which is ISIL, has been the arming, funding, logistical support,
right,
and even the unprecedented
right
step of paying salaries to Jabhat al-Nusra,
yeah,
which is
nothing. I unfortunately have to come in and cut you off because we're just fresh out of time for this segment. I do apologize for that, Zayed Alissa, their Middle East expert, talking to us from London.